This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Busy body, busy tonight. Mad, Joanna, making all the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh, hey life, hey.
Why you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna,
why you do me like that?
Hey, Joanna, Joanna,
how you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna,
hey Joanna,
hey Joanna. Joanna,
ay, ay, ay.
Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho? Oh, 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 DJ Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho? Hey, DJ Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho? Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight.
Mad,
Joanna, making all the dummy tonight. Ooh. Your busy body giving me life, oh, hey life, hey.
How you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna,
how you do me like
hey,
that?
Joanna, Joanna,
how you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna,
hey Joanna,
hey Joanna, 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 why you do me just like that? I'm gonna give you all my loving. Love me too, I love you back. Joanna, you be the man damn sugar. Man damn sugar. Oh, hey. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Big package, hey. How do I manage? Hey, you gon' make me turn savage, hey. Body cause damage. Hey. Joanna, Joanna.
How you do me like
hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey. How you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Oh. DJ Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho, hey, DJ Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho.
Give it to them, hey, 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 give it to them, hey, so, give it to them, hey, 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 give it to them, give it to them, hey, give it to them, you know, hey,
give it to them, Natalie, hey, give it to them, How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho?
It's Michael Payne on the FUBAR Radio. On the FUBAR,
the FUBAR
Radio,
FUBAR.
Yeah.
I like
you get
it.
A V now. Definite article from now on, the FUBAR Radio.
I like it.
4:03, that was Afro B and Drogba, brackets, Joanna.
Afro B, what a rhyme. You're rhyming,
I know, right?
Without trying here.
I'm not. See, there you go, you are as well.
Yeah.
Kind of half rhyme, kind of half
rhyme. But all the best rappers do a half rhyme, you know that.
Yeah, that was more spoken word what you did. I was rapping, you were kind of... Anyway,
carnival music.
Ah, yeah, that gave me major flashbacks. That was my song of Notting Hill Carnival 2018.
And what days did you go?
I only went on the Monday.
Okay, and that was a good day. And lots. Well, who did you see? What did you do?
I literally stayed on the. So my friend J2K, who is a previous guest on this very show, he is an entrepreneur. He's obviously an accomplished musician as a member of the Roll Deep crew. He then went on to found Crep Protect, which is the sneaker protection
really
spray,
good.
Right? He then went on to co-found Creps and Cones, which is Crept and Conan's restaurant in Croydon. He's also founded a company called Floor Six with Cyan Anderson, which is a label and PR service. The guy is literally a serial entrepreneur. And he had this float called Home. and it had amazing music. And it was just, you know, it fit in just like all the other floats with the, you know, the elaborate and really ornate, beautiful costumes.
Yeah.
But it just had a load of people on it, just kind of dancing to the music. But a lot of people were following it because they were playing tunes like that. Afrobeat, Joanna, Drogba, whatever people want to call it. Fucking tune.
Whilst you were talking about Crack Protect, I had a memory of that. There was a Christmas party. I believe you were here then, so it was a Christmas party I think you came to. Some former presenters here, you were sent some Crack Protect, like a goodie bag.
I do remember that.
But do you remember there was a presenter that got a little bit drunk and forgot that it was for shoes and thought it was deodorant and just sprayed it under his arms?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Who was that?
I do. It was Johnny Cochran.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, because we went off to Shoreditch House, didn't we? Yeah, you were here, because we went off to Shoreditch House, and he just forgot, sprayed it under his arms, and I was like, well, that will all be dry now.
So he's obviously all of this time thought that crepes were armpits.
Yeah, I guess so, or he just mistook that, because it did look kind of like it could be a deodorant squirty bottle.
But it's in an aerosol can. It could be one of many things.
Including.
Why would you automatically assume deodorant?
To know, sometimes.
It's not even the size of a deodorant can.
That is true. But I do remember that, and I went, that's not deodorant.
Yeah, true.
But
I don't mean to be little Johnny Cochran, but I'm sure he's an intelligent guy. But he dropped the ball.
He did. And Crack Protect.
It probably had a Chicago Bulls logo on it.
Yeah, probably. It's a good product, though. I like it. I love it.
Then again, that would probably explain why it was deodorant. It's like, all the sports stars use this.
Right. And it does sort of, it protects your armpits as well as your
shoes. Your crepes, which are under your arms.
Exactly. So that's nice. It's a nice memory there.
Got to the bottom of that one.
Mm.
We have a packed show today.
We do.
We've got, what, four guests?
We do have four excellent guests.
Excellent guests.
Well, I'll reserve that judgment for six. But I think they're going to be excellent.
Yes.
Yep.
We've got Zeddot coming in.
He's here.
We got Chef in, Caners, and we've also got, oh God, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing this one. Is it Alakai?
I say Alakai.
Alakai Harley.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that for now until we're proven wrong.
I think it's Alakai.
All right, it looks like an Alakai.
Or what's your other options here?
Elise.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I think it's Alakai.
No, Alakai.
I think we're right with Alakai.
Yeah.
Alakai Harley. It's got a ring to it.
It's a very good ring, Alakai Harley, yeah. So they're all coming in. Plus, we've got a couple of games, as always.
Ah, sick.
Actually, I can pick now, because the person I was going to do is not here, so we'll just pick who we want to do it with.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you get up to over the weekend? Did you not go to Carnival?
It was a mixed bag. I couldn't, because I went to Reading Festival on Saturday, and Britney Spears on Sunday. So quite different.
Yeah.
But Reading was great. We did a lot of interviews there. In fact, so many interviews that the first person I actually got to see was Kendrick, who was headlining.
Nice.
But a great moment was our new friend of the station, a legend, protege, who came in here on Friday for a little interview. But we also ran into him in the guest bit at Reading and said, do you want to speak to him again? We were like, sure. And you'll be aware now that we have some official merch of the station, some lighters, which are chunky and do give your thumb a workout.
They do.
Which is an excellent thing.
They're also flamethrowers, so they're perfect for a musician of Protégé's genre.
Yeah,
Bashment lighters.
Right.
You don't even need to add the aerosol.
You
wouldn't need Johnny Cochran.
Well, as you said, you've lit some stuff on your other neighbours' balconies two doors away.
Someone will be on 10th floor and they'll be like, you got a light. You're like, no, I'm not going to come up, mate. Stay there. Do you know what I mean? And light it from ground floor.
And it gets lit nicely.
The whole block gets lit.
Protégé really liked the lighter. Did a great interview. Spoke to him. He went off. Great, great. And then when we were talking to somebody else, I saw Protégé sort of approaching over. But, you know, it's in the guest area. People are milling about.
Of course.
And so I saw him waving, but I thought, we can't be. Protégé's not just waving at me.
How was he waving?
Just doing a cute little, like trying to not be so obvious about it, but be subtle, but still trying to.
Was it a coy wave?
It was a coy wave from Protégé. And I thought, but I didn't want to do that thing where I wave and it's not you. You know how embarrassing that is when you do that.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, well, it can't be me.
I've done that many times.
It's really. So I kind of looked behind me and I was like, no, it is to me. And I was like, hi. And he came over and he went, can man get another lighter? Because I've just dropped it in my wine and it won't work.
How?
So I was like, what? He's just dropped it.
Oh, right. He was lighting it over his glass
over
of wine,
the wine,
obviously. Yeah.
Dropped it in the wine. So he's asking for some more lighter. But he was
I'm surprised it didn't work. Those lighters are fucking.
It will work. I said,
that does work.
Give that half an hour. That'll dry out. That flame will be backed already. So
you
that
can
was
still
nice.
Use that as your pyrotechnics.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You light that and everyone think, oh my God, this is the end of the set.
I think he just wanted to either side of the stage. That's why he came back over.
Absolutely.
And asked me,
this is what he wanted. I have been Protégé. Bless up.
So I gave him another one that was very sweet, and then he just said, okay, and then he gave me a couple of his albums, so that was nice. And I went, that's a fair exchange for a lighter, two
absolutely.
Of your albums. He wanted that lighter back.
He needed both hands. He needed both hands for both exchanges. Right. That's how big the lighter is.
I think... was it actually, which band was it at Reading that had, I think it was Fall Out Boy that actually had flames coming out of their guitars on the Friday. I missed
what?
That. Yeah. But we did manage to see in the best way a little bit of Panic at the Disco, who had lots of fireworks going off, and they weren't the headliner. And I thought, I'm not sure if, like, surely that should be reserved for the headline. How does Kendrick come out? There's no fireworks. There's no glitter going everywhere.
I want to know more about the fire coming out of the guitars.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy. I believe it was them that had that.
Oh, did you not see it?
No, they were on the Friday, so I didn't get to see it, but I heard about it. And
that's got to be an occupation. That's got to be... Surely they've got to be some health and safety laws broken with fire.
For sure, because you can't have... you're not allowed to smoke on... Well, you get fined, don't you? But it's fine.
But you've literally got a flamethrower. You've got a musical flamethrower.
Coming out of a piece of equipment that's plugged into an electric piece of equipment with some flame coming out of it. So that's nice. But... and also, yeah...
That must be why they're called Fallout Boy. There'll be a lot of fallout to deal with.
For sure, with the health and safety. And also, it's a little bit gimmicky, is it? I don't know. But I liked it.
It's never seen before. It's some Elon Musk shit. I think they might be the new Elon Musk guitars.
He created it. Yeah. That's his guitar. It was good. They were nice people. There was a bit... we saw one of Good Charlotte. I don't know, Benji or Joel, is it? Who just happened to be milling around there. And I was with Harriet Rose, another mm-hmm. presenter of the show tomorrow, and she had her childhood. She was like, I've had a school book with his photo on it. So she ran over to talk to him and try to get in the conversation. And then he went, great, thanks. And then she left the conversation. So he was just milling about. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And then Britney, on the Sunday at the O2, put on with Pitbull supporting.
Oh, Mr. International himself. Okay, mm-hmm. okay. You lot are balling.
Yeah, well, she put on a big show.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Not sure how much she sang, but she put on a big show.
Mm.
But you can't be singing when you're doing a dance routine like that.
Well, I mean, everything. You can.
That's a full dance.
Beyonce's routine. Living proof.
Oh yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. Well, but it was different. So sadly, on Monday, I couldn't. I was too worn out for carnival.
Yeah, no, I get that. It sounds like you had a more eventful weekend than I did.
It was a big weekend.
To be perfectly honest, the only highlight of my weekend was carnival.
Okay,
Monday,
well, that's big.
From, say, once I got there. It took me 45 minutes to get from Westbourne Park Station to the road we were meet at Paddington Arts Centre. And that's usually, I think, a five-minute walk.
It is, yeah.
It took me 45 minutes because of all the roads being closed. I love a good moan.
No, they do. I used to when I used to work on Bramley Road, which is near Latimer Road Station.
Yeah.
So when they used to have the floats before they would, when I'd come to work on the Sunday, they'd have the floats there like before they set off to carnival. But they'd also be a pain in the ass to get to work because they'd shut off every single different tubes, different roads, no buses where I couldn't get. But it's a big thing, isn't it, carnival?
It's huge. I think two million people over the course of the weekend, or perhaps more.
Did you see that the lady who took her 93-year-old grandma for her first time?
I did, yeah. But I also thought to myself, I reckon there are probably other 90-something-year-olds there already,
but
you know?
But did they put it on Twitter?
No.
That's the thing,
you know?
Got to do that.
This is very true, but then maybe they didn't put it on Twitter because that's just a normal thing.
Right.
Old people go to carnival.
I think it was her first time there. That was
right.
What it was. It wasn't.
Do you know what it was? No offence. It's because she was white. Let's be brutally honest. If it was an old black woman that went to carnival, and there were probably hundreds, if not thousands, of them.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
It was nice, you know, it was nice.
The
but
key
I think
thing
it was
her first time. That was the story. Like, she took her for the first time to carnival, but you're right, there definitely would have been some
there
older
was ladies. It was definitely played up because you know, you look at it, you even see the I saw the interview today, and what I thought was funny, what I kind of got from it at first look on the, you know, upon the first look, was how people treat old people. They literally treat old people like, we as people treat old people like babies, literally.
What were they doing?
Like, you know like the woman, the newsreader who was interviewing her was like, oh, you know, and how were you dancing?
Oh,
and
I thought you meant at the
yeah,
carnival.
No,
sorry,
they interviewed her in her house, maybe.
What? I'm not being funny, but why? Why have they interviewed
is this
her
news?
At her house?
Is this news? Old lady goes to a street party.
There's,
okay.
There's not really.
But, you know, anyway, they're interviewing her, and they're in her yard. You know, she's got her pearls on, and she's really glamorous, this lady, really posh. And, you know, the woman's kind of saying to her, so how were you dancing? But she's kind of raising her voice. I'm like, she's not fucking deaf. But she's like talking really loud and slowly. And then the old lady's showing her how she was dancing. And then she's kind of like trying to imitate her and then going, oh, you're better at it than me, when she's only bent her knees. She's literally only bent her knees. So I'm like, okay, now you're condescending.
I think it's a bit weird as well to ask someone just on demand, how, dance. Just dance for me. That's weird as well, right? On TV, there's no need for that.
Right?
We all saw the pictures of her dancing.
Do you know what I mean? We can imagine how she probably danced, you know? We only have to look at Theresa May.
Not dancing.
I don't know where that was.
That's impressive.
That was so... That was impressive.
Because I feel like I could try and do those moves and I'd never be able to. Of Theresa. She's got some
so bad
stuff.
It was good, right? There are some
moves.
Things, you know, like dancing offbeat.
Yeah.
That I can't do
no,
for too long.
Can't.
It's so bad. It's actually impressive.
But Theresa, yeah, that's one thing she has impressed us with.
That was a sight to behold, you know. Shout out to Abby as well, you know. I've just got to give a big shout
like, weirdly,
out to Abby.
And then she appears behind you.
There she is. There she is. Big reggae lover. And also someone of the, just like the perfect mindset as far as I'm concerned. Because if you look at the FUBAR Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, yeah.
FUBAR Radio, at FUBAR Radio on the Instagram. You can check out the little mashup that Abby made of Theophilus London. His tune Bebe, and it's the SN1 Road remix featuring Giggs. And you can check out a little mashup that Abby put over Theresa May having a little skank in South
Africa. Right, yeah. And I saw that you said that Giggs had posted it on his one as well.
He did. He actually posted it on his Instagram as well.
Which means he approves of Theresa May dancing.
He most definitely does. He definitely saw the funny side. He really did. And he's posted on his Instagram. It just goes really well. People have done other mashups, and I'm sorry to say, but Abby's is the best. FUBAR Radio's is the best,
Thank
you know?
Thank you.
Let's get into a song.
Yeah, then we can get Zed Dot right in the studio.
Okay, cool, because he's here, yeah? Sick.
Mm-hmm. Big up all the ravers them worldwide. You don't know all the ravers them. UK to Jamaica to America to Asia to Africa, Europe. We are original party raver. So I want to see all them I said, this report to the dance floor. Immediately, Spragga Benz in the building alongside General Levy. When we tell them again, ooh, Jaja bless. No man can curse. And we can't come last if it's not first. Ever faithful, ever willing, sure.
If you're ready to party, put up your hand. Ha! If you're ready to party, put up your hand. Come again. If you're ready to party, put up your hand.
Yeah.
If you're ready to party, put up your hand. Come now. Tell me if you're ready to have some fun. Are you really, really ready to have some fun? With a loving of the loving of the loving of the dancer. Loving of the loving of the loving of the dancer. Tell me if you're ready to have some fun. Are you really, really ready to have some fun? Loving at the, loving at the, loving at the dancer. Loving at the, loving at the, loving at the. Again, tell me if you're ready to have some fun. Are you really, really ready to have some fun? Well, I'm loving at the, loving at the, loving at the dancer. Loving at the, loving at the, loving at the. Again, tell me if you're ready to have some fun. Are you really, really ready to have some fun? Well, I'm loving at the, loving at the, loving at the dancer. Loving at the, loving at the, loving. Hey yo, we're gonna be so eloquent.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
Watch it, when I'm outside, when I come back, when I pass out, we are general. Into the mother house, never mind, incredible love, I'm in the middle of the gala. Give it to the women, come and live with us, in the best style, original. Give it to the people, give it to the people, give it to the stars, I'm in the color. He's terrible, that's in the past, but the other one, you're classy color. To the maximum, the moment, take it to a level, essential. We believe this, give them shows, that's the best, I feel like I'm in the rubber. We step on the middle of the top, we're living on the best of that temple, cause I'm the end to the back, to the back, to the back, to the back. Give it to the stronger, stronger.
Are You Ready by Spragga Benz and General Levy. Two fucking legends, to be perfectly honest with you. I think General Levy was one of the first artists of whom my sister bought, from whom my sister bought music.
Okay, I didn't know where that was going to go then. She had pause.
No, she had Incredible on tape.
Oh my God, what you get? Yeah.
From Outprice.
Yeah.
Before HMV was a thing. Well, it was still a thing, obviously, but Outprice was the thing.
Of course, and you'd buy all the tapes would come from Outprice.
Yeah.
Because that's weird now. And I'm trying to remember.
There's no Outprice, is there?
There's no more Outprice anymore. Fuck. Like, there's no Tower anymore.
Yeah.
But, or Virgin, actually, is there? There's no more Virgin, right?
Ironically, Virgin got fucked.
Yeah, oh, right out. There's no, there could be no more Virgin. But
I think there's Virgin megastores in other countries,
but
I just don't think there's any in London.
There's barely any HMVs.
Because London's a country. I mean, the UK.
Yeah. But on the tapes, did it just have one song per side? I definitely had a B-side, but I think it just had one song on each side, right?
Yeah. More time. It was very, very good value for money, though.
Sure, yeah. But then the CD came out and they could fit four songs on it.
This is very true. This is very true. Speaking of music, we've got a musical guest in the studio. Tenuous Link. But we do have Z-Dot right now in the studio joining us.
Hello.
How's it going, bro?
All good, man. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. First question, do they call you Z-Dot in America?
Yeah, and that shit pisses me off.
It must do.
Yeah.
It must do.
It's not cool, man.
No, it can't be. It's got a ring to it, though.
Do you correct
Yo,
them?
Yo, Z-Dot.
Yeah,
but do you say it's, I'm afraid it's Z.
I'm like, listen, it's A, B, C, D, Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Z.
It's true, actually, because there is the massive artist called Z, and they don't call him Z.
Yeah, true.
You know? So they should get the hang of Z-Dot.
Yeah. But when, once I ask them nicely and I say, look,
this
my name's
Z,
everyone's good, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Mispronunciations can be really irritating, though, man. But you're a relatively new comer to the production game, but you've already made a very solid name for yourself.
Yeah, it depends how you look at it, I guess. But like, I had a breakthrough with Getz, so I guess it depends if you're looking at Getz like a small artist.
No, not at all.
Or if you look at Getz like a big artist. But I made probably Getz's biggest record, and I made it over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Artillery.
Mm.
So I was 17 when I made that song. So it was like, from there, I guess the projection has been nice.
Yeah.
And I'm still not where I want to be, but Yeah, things are good, man. Like, the whole UK scene is in a fantastic place. So I can't complain.
Yeah,
no, I mean?
Because you're absolutely right. Yeah, you know, producing for Getz is a very widely respected artist.
Yeah, yeah.
But Getz is definitely, and I think we'll all agree in this room, underrated. Would you not agree?
Do you know what it is? We're in the times. We're in different times now where people are rating different kind of things.
I think, yeah, of course.
If you rate an MC or a rapper for substance, he has to be there.
And yeah, exactly.
And in that conversation, he's definitely underrated.
Lyrically, substance-wise, everything.
But we're in a times where people are more making one-off single.
Of course.
See Me on a German, whatever is going on, and it's doing really well, but then there might not be anything to follow that.
Yeah.
Like, Getz doesn't really fit that mold.
Yeah, of course.
So
and this is
so
what
he
I
does
mean.
Get forgotten about.
This is what I mean. He's got that wide respect. Yeah. No one would sit there, even someone who doesn't have Getz in their playlist, Getz on their iPod, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one would sit there and go, Getz is wash, he's whack. No one would.
No one would say that.
You understand? No one in their right mind would. But at the same time, it's the proportion of those people that actually bump his music, which would boost his ratings. And most of them people probably are listening to these aforementioned tunes that you were talking about.
So the
zeitgeist, you know, it should never kind of dilute talent, if you get what I'm saying.
No, 100%.
Getz is definitely, but your jump off was with MCs that have kind of crossed over a lot more, innit?
Yeah,
Stormzy.
Yeah. Bugsy Malone, Wiley. The thing with me, I think, as a producer, like, other than the other people out there doing their thing, like, my ear, I think it's my ear what takes me to the very top. Because I've had a lot of big artists' first record, like, their first hit records. Do you know what I mean? Lady Leisha, Queen's Speech 4.
Of course.
Bugsy Malone, Relegation Rhythm. Stormzy, Where Do You Know Me From?
Mm-hmm.
Young T and Bugsy, Gangland.
Mm-hmm.
So
Big tunes.
Yeah,
huge
so, like,
tunes.
I feel like I've seen what's, like, the talent before everyone else, do you know what I mean? And then made a record hot enough that.
But you've remained relic, because not a lot of people wouldn't be able to pick you out from a crowd.
Oh, so do you know what it is? That's why.
That's great.
That's why I'm here today. Because
right.
We're talking about Golden Boot EP, and that's like the first sign of Z-Dot stepping out of the shadows.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? I'm a very, like, low key dude. Do you know what I mean?
So, and what made you make the decision?
I feel like I've got so much music on the hard drive.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating when, like, you're just there on your computer just browsing and there's just nothing but bangers. And then now there's politics of that artist and their record label.
Right.
And they want to go that direction.
Yeah.
And then now this guy has got politics over there or something. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I was going to say, is that sometimes a fear of yours? Like, that you're going to get, someone's going to use your music as a vehicle to maybe, like, diss someone or just basically get into a whole heap of pasta and then be, you know what I mean?
But do you know what? That happened with me with Relegation Rhythm.
That's what I was, exactly what I was referring to.
It happened with me because me and Chip was cool, but I had to pick my side in that situation, of course, because Bugsy's my guy.
Mm.
So it's like, instead of me being the guy making the diss tracks for both people, let me just say, hold on, I'm on that side, and I ended up making, I think, the other two, like Zombie Rhythm and Wasteman. So, and I've ended up working on every single Bugsy album, and they've all top 10. So, like, I feel like I've picked a good path. Plus, that's my actual brethren anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So, but me and Chip's cool as well. So
it's
not like a drama thing. It's all good.
No, of course. Obviously, it's all my Chip.
I'm a
Chip
producer,
is,
do you know what I mean?
And also, Chip is a very, like, what I love about Chip is that Chip is just here to battle.
You know
what I mean?
I feel like we got the best of Chip in that situation. And even
it brought him back.
Even his project after that was like, he was firing.
He's
like,
been consistently firing on all cylinders ever since. So
100%.
I think it was really a win-win situation. That
100%.
Was the best example of a win-win situation.
Yeah, no, 100%,
you could ever have
100%. Because it didn't get to the roads. It was musical.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
make two superstars.
Bugsy's ended up having four top tens, and Chip's come back from a place that was hard to come back from. So
damn near impossible.
Yeah.
No one, I don't think anyone's ever done it before Chip, the way he did it. I really can't think of anybody who's done what Chip actually did.
Yeah, because he was out of the game. And he's fully back.
Fully. So much respect to Chip and Bugsy, of course. What's the difference to you, like, because you've produced on, you can say you make scores now, innit?
Do you know what? That's a good thing for me to talk about right now. So, what I've been doing for the last 2 years is composing a whole game with an 80-piece orchestra of PlayStation. So it's another thing in my arsenal where I can show people, okay, he's not just a beat guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really musical. Like, yeah. I'm really
actually a composer.
About this
yeah,
music.
Not a producer, like, I'm a composer.
No, like, for real. And fully. It's like, I feel like when people see this game and, like, what it represents and, like, trust me, it's big. And the other thing about it, where I've kind of like helped do the music supervisor kind of role in it as well, so I've brought all my friends in,
of course
they've all got a check and they're all going to get mad exposure when yeah. the game drops. So now it's that's going to be a big look. It's probably going to drop next year.
Okay, we'll look out for that. Is that all you can really say?
I can't say
that
too much, but what I will say is a London gangster game. So if you okay. remember, like, if you play GTA or The Getaway,
yeah,
you're gonna oh, be a
shit.
Big fan.
But I remember The Getaway,
but it's for PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
So when you're got the headset on and you're turning, the music's Matching. All changing too.
The Getaway was the one in London, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it
yeah,
was just
yeah,
you,
yeah.
you could see your
it's
end.
The, it's
basically.
The same makers of that.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's the same makers of that.
It's just Google Earth, but just like a shoot 'em up.
It's crazy, man. It's gonna be big.
I'm looking forward to that. Let's get into a tune. And do we have a game?
No, not yet. Too early for the game.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right,
we're
no worries.
Play your track.
Well, yeah, let's get. Would you do us the honor of introducing it for us?
This one. It's from my Golden Boot EP out now. Is Z.Coasting featuring Wiley, the Godfather.
I'm in charge of the shit that I'm driving. All of the kicks of the snares, them rolling. All of the squares, them gliding. This is the essence of the whole thing. Lyrics and rhythms colliding. When I hear what I hear, when I'm being told, I be like, that ain't surprising. The last time I killed them freestyles, bro, I didn't do no vids. Studio man, just because I was a studio kid. That's what the studio did. Train a man highly, that's what the gift was. I made the fans excited like it's Christmas. It won't take long, I get the swing of it. I bust a bottle of some rock, have a swig of it. Bars for days, got bars for nights. I got bars that I brewed, they be starting fights, yeah. I got bars for all those occasions where you might spray bars on your pagans. Bars for days, got bars for nights. I got bars that I brewed, they be starting fights. Got bars for all those occasions where you might spray bars on your pagans. Three bars and your pagans.
That's Coasting by Z Dot featuring Wiley. And that's off the latest EP.
The Golden Boot EP, that's out now. It's like my first look as like an artist. So yeah, make sure you have a listen to that. It's on Spotify, iTunes, all of that stuff.
And you're now also one of the strings you can add to your Bose label owner. And is the EP out on your own
label?
Yeah,
it's on my own label. The label is something like I'm super passionate about, because I've been doing it for a while. Like, for instance, Relegation Rhythm came out on my label.
Okay, that's so, it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like, I've been putting out loads of releases through it. Like, Kamikaze's last project was through my label. Yeah. All of Isa's stuff has been through my label.
Both past guests of ours.
Yeah, Asaya Dreads, until he got picked up by the American label Payday.
Okay.
He was on my label.
Yeah.
That I'm still producing and working with him, but when it, I couldn't compete with those chicks.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I couldn't say, Asaya does $250,000. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, I'm cool. But yeah, man, it's going super well. There's a few other acts that I'm kind of developing at the moment.
How do you fit it all in? Like, what does the a sort of, you know, a standard Z.Day consist of? Because you must get up at 4.
No, do you know what? I wake up about 9, then I'll have
AM?
Like...
AM?
Yeah, PM, the night before.
Same.
Wake up about 9.
By choice.
Like, I'll have a smoothie.
Ooh.
Then... It depends. Some days, like, my personal trainer will come and see me. Some days he won't. But, like, if he don't, then, like, it's more chill.
Yeah.
If he does, then it's a bit intense.
I bet the only reason he doesn't come is because you're too motivated. You end up working him out, bro, because you just sound, like, so driven. Yeah. But, yeah, carry on.
Then I'll go to studio at, like, 11, 12, have some lunch.
Pasta salad. We saw you having a pasta salad in the green room here.
Thing is, it's changed. Last year, you would have seen me... I would have ordered delivery burger, the chips. So like now it's serious times. It's serious. Like we have to go in now.
Okay. Do you eat very much more healthily now than
not,
you did?
Like, I'm not gonna say I'm Mr. Healthy because I'm definitely not. But I'm just more aware. Like,
okay.
You know when you know, Zed. Like you used to be very skinny. What's happened? Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to be skinny either. But like, yeah.
Fair play, man.
Yeah. So I feel like a producer diet. Yeah, not even a studio diet is not a good diet.
It's not. No, the sort of stereotypical studio that is whack. Takeaway and snacks.
Yeah, because we're in there till 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And like, what else is open?
Alcohol.
Other than that place with the chips or a pizza. There's not much.
Yeah. Studio diets are worse
alcohol.
Than student diets.
What's even worse, I'm endorsed by Jägermeister, so I just get shipments.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's my family, do you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm just drinking. So, like, I'm a big drinker.
That's nice. I'm really into... I tried my first Jäger bomb, like, 2 weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it.
Did you? So what uni are you going to now?
I had resisted it because I hate... I, as a rule, hate shots, but I was convinced. I was like, no, I'm not even trying that because I'd been very sick with tequila, very sick with the flaming one, the Sambuca.
Jäger.
So let me try a Jäger. Had one last week. Very nice drinks. I fully endorse.
I'm happy to hear you enjoyed it. That's good.
Good
don't
choice.
Don't you think it's weird, though, that humans enjoy spirits?
Yeah. Why?
Like,
why?
With objectively speaking, I know obviously, you know, you're affiliated with Jägermeister and that, but let's be really honest, spirits taste fucking foul.
On their own.
No,
for
on
sure.
their own. No, I'm a fan.
Of
I'm,
which?
It's weird.
I'm
it's
a
weird.
Fan of. I don't drink beer. Like
no.
That tastes foul as well when you really
taste.
Deep
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it's not a nice like, taste.
I've only just started drinking white wine. And
not so bad.
I feel like...
Why? If you just started, you should have asked me. I can give you some tips on all of that.
All right, Mrs. I just had my first Jäger bomb.
I know, right? No, that's true, actually.
No, but I'll drink Sambuca, vodka. Like, my main drinks probably, other than Jägermeister, of course, is probably like a Courvoisier.
Okay, old school.
It's
old
like,
school.
You know what, in the studio, it just gets me nice. Like, I'll never make a terrible song with that. it's impossible.
It's the perfect
have
fuel.
Have you had another beverage and thought this is... Ever. This is the best thing. This is it. And then you listen to it, and you when you're more sober, and gone like, what the hell is this? Like,
yeah. Have you
happened?
Ever made a song that you didn't like when you were sober?
Like,
no, I'm quite good at making music when I'm drunk. Like,
okay.
A lot of my friends, they're like, oh yeah, it's good, and then they'll wake up and they'll say, no, I didn't like what I made. But I'm pretty like, yeah, I feel like my ears, they're just, it's cool. But like, I'd love to have a studio on the beach so I could have strawberry daiquiris. The margaritas.
That would be a dream.
Cause like, when I'm on holiday, that's like my kind of potions.
Yeah.
That would be
on
a dream, actually. A studio on the beach.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
There must be some.
There's got to
be. There's got to
be
some beach.
G-Jams in Jamaica, I think.
I was going to say, Jamaica must have some studios on beaches.
We'll make that happen.
If they haven't yet, then what have they been doing all this time? Seriously.
I do think I agree with you, though, Michael, that most. For me as well, like vodka on its own tastes like paint stripper.
Yeah, you're not. It's not nice on its own.
Like, who was the first person to taste alcohol and go, this could be big?
This is it.
This could be massive, this stuff.
Yeah. And then, like, I tell you what's really nice with it, make it, but you have to dilute it so heavily with something else that you can't even taste it in the first place.
Right.
But it's a great drink.
PR for alcohol must be the worst job in the world.
Yeah.
Worst job in the world.
That's why cocktails exist, I guess.
Yeah, for real, for real.
We all love a cocktail, though.
Yeah, this is true.
It's true.
Strawberry daiquiris.
Mm.
Good choice.
Absolutely. Well, your choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Your choice.
We will be having them after the show.
Yeah, indeed.
So now that summer's over, obviously a lot of our... Yeah, it's officially
over.
No, I think it officially... Getz is dropping Ghetto Gospel New Testament on Friday, I think.
Okay, so that, that
so that's how you know summer's over.
Right, when Getz drops something new, that's it. That's
cold
it.
Shit.
It's a change of season when Getz brings something new out.
That's the death knell. And Carnival's usually the death knell for summer as well.
Mm,
once Carnival read and go, has Bestival been? It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was a bit earlier,
it was a
wasn't it?
Weeks,
they've moved it earlier now. Yeah. It used to be September.
Because they didn't want to be known as the death knell.
No.
They were literally like, someone's dead when that shit's happened. But like, you know, everyone's kind of... making the pilgrimage indoors now, and everyone's going back indoors. Who are you hoping to work with? Is there anyone that you really want to work with once everyone gets in out of the fields?
Probably Young Bane, I think.
Okay.
Because he's pretty wavy with it, and he's quite melodic, and a lot of my music's like melodic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the artists I work with just don't know what they're doing with that.
Yeah.
So I feel like he would just do justice to some of those kind of rhythms.
It's very cliche by now, but since you mentioned melody, I have to say that the Know Me From melody is just brilliant.
It's like iconic,
it's such an earworm.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's such an earworm. Because it reminds me of... I can't remember what piece of classical music it is, but it was used for the Alton Towers thing. Do you remember the Alton Towers theme tune?
Vaguely. That piece of music, isn't that from a Disney film anyway? Isn't that from Fantasia?
I think it might be, yeah. I'm sure it might be. But I'm pretty sure it's a famous classic.
Yeah,
maybe Tchaikovsky or some shit like that. It can be trying to sound cultured. But anyway, it's got that quality to it that it's catchy. But very intricate at the same time. You can tell a musician made the beat if you go. It's amazing.
That.
It's amazing. Very, very big tune. And like I said, you've probably heard that loads of times now because the tune is an absolute, like, it's a hit.
Yeah, it's a like now it's a classic because it's been out for like 2.5-3 years. So like, I feel like now, especially as he still performs it as his encore song with the fireworks.
This is the thing. That speaks volumes,
yeah,
isn't it?
Because obviously he's released loads of music, but it's not banged like that one. Do you know what I mean?
That remains
in terms of as a live tune.
So he needs that Z-Doc production.
Zed. Oh man,
amazing.
No, it's Zed. And also I'm just now thinking about Zed and Z are weird things to get confused because one's a very hard Z and then Z, they're not the
same. Because they see
be
the symbol. Americans see the symbol.
The
they just because it's just the initial, isn't it? It's not written
Z
like the artist Z. So with him, he made it easy for them, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just went, all right, Z, it's the word.
Yeah.
But you've gone with the symbol.
Yeah,
so
true.
British people will see Z and say Z.
Yeah.
American people will see Z.
Yeah.
They will just see that. That's how they will talk.
And then Americans will say to you, well, how can it be? Because it's not JZ, is it? They will bring up the JZ thing.
And then you just have to
and
remind them that English existed before America.
True. So in fact, JZ is the correct way of saying it.
Yeah.
And he has to change.
And with that, only joking. I was going to wrap up the show there.
Oh,
because that was like a Jerry's final thought.
That was the final thought. JZ was wrong. Thank you for coming. Bye.
Thank you for listening to my TED talk. Who's your favourite artist to have worked with? Can you say? Can you be so harsh to the other million?
I think in terms of like a studio vibe, like Eyes, like I have a really good, really good connection with him.
Yeah.
And we just always make a few tunes. It's never just one. And like the day could have been terrible. And like, somehow our spirits will be cool enough to like catch a good vibe, or the vibe will be great and we'll make loads of bangers.
Yeah,
but his energy is just like, he's a really like lively kind of person. Like if you've ever seen him perform, like he's crazy. Like he's doing like cartwheels and going mental. Bugsy Malone, I think in terms of like our journey from like before Relegation Rhythm to like now, we're like, I've been on all of his projects and we've released a lot of music together. That's also a good one, but it's a bit more scientific how we... There's a lot of back and forth.
Right.
We'll come down and then we'll do edits on the tune and it's not as, like, instant, but it's
yeah,
also...
Yeah, I get what you mean just by listening to... I've seen a few Bugsy Malone interviews, so I've kind of, like, deduced the type of person he is, and he seems like
he's like very
a perfectionist and
he is, no,
regimental kind of guy.
Not, he's not afraid to go back 3 times to say, I want this middle eight section to move like this, or I want my vocal to have this reverb, or he is very specific, but it's working for him.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And it's his vision. So
yeah. Whereas Ice seems like the kind of rough and ready, drop the verse one take, boom.
Yeah,
it's done. A good thing. You get me?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, no, I hear that. I see that with both of them. And going back to before you started producing, you're one person that it would be kind of hard to pinpoint influences. I couldn't, even having this chat with you and knowing a lot of the stuff that you've put out, I wouldn't be able to pinpoint your influences. So what are they, if any?
What, in terms of like music?
Yeah, man. What do you listen to? What made you start producing?
I think in terms of as a producer, like my influences were Scott Storch and Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Because I don't know, there was like a dark kind of sound to it, and it was quite simple as well. And
Scott Storch quickly became a legend, not quickly, because obviously he had a long history with, like, you know, the Roots and Dre and all that, he had this kind of brief era, didn't he, where he was just running shit and you could tell a Scott Storch beat.
And before I was involved in music, I didn't realise he'd done a lot of the Dre stuff.
Yeah.
So it was only later when I was in music and I was like, oh, like this guy's done the melodies and the keys for all
Man
of my favourite.
Man was ghost producing all that
for
time.
For all of my favourite Dr. Dre songs he was involved in, plus Lean Back and those kind of instrumentals.
Right.
They're like still in my top probably 10.
Absolutely. So. Lean Back still bangs.
Yeah, nice, crazy.
Lean Back still bangs.
So yeah, now those guys were a big influence for me. And then just music wise, like I used to listen to so much, like I'd listen to like System of a Down, and then I'd listen to Linkin Park, and then I'd listen to Kanye, then I'd listen to Eminem, and like it was so wide.
Yeah.
And like my dad was kind of involved in music when I grew up, so like he was always like listening to loads of like bands, and I kind of just got into like listening to bands and that kind of stuff. But I've got a new project. This is exclusive as well. So I've got a new project me and Crunchy are doing together. It's called 900 Miles. And like that's like that kind of side of music. So it's like live guitars, live bass, live piano, but with electronic beats. So it's like garagey kind of drums. But then the features we've got on that is like the Kooks.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
JP Cooper.
Yeah.
So it's like real songs, and we're going to be dropping that in the next like 2 or 3 weeks. So
brilliant.
Yeah. Check your emails for that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, we will play that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the Kooks as a band, and Luke.
Yeah, that's
Pritchard.
My guy. Yeah,
he's a good guy, right?
He's a mate of mine.
He's a legend.
Yeah, nah, he's
a
my
legend.
Guy still.
Really like that guy. So yeah, shout out the Kooks. Shout out Luke, man. I feel like playing Naive now.
Yeah.
I mean, so I feel like having a little flashback.
Yeah,
when I was an indie kid. But mate, honestly, thank you so much
for
joining us, and we've been supporting your music for time, and we will continue to do so, especially if you send us that new stuff that you were just talking about, mate.
Definitely.
We're going to get into a song now and say bless up to Z-Dot. Not, I'm joking. I thought I said Z-Dot, but I actually said Z-Dot.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to say bye to Z-Dot, and we're going to say hello to our next guest, Kainers, Chef is actually here.
He's here. He's happy to stay for. Yeah, well,
sick.
Everyone's here. They're
all
coming
right,
in.
Cool, cool. Let's get into a song. It's Foo Bar Radio.
Nobody eat everybody, I mean anybody, I might leave somebody bleeding. Or watch me catch a homie, even hit you in the lobby. Shoddy pop you like a molly, probably leave you hardly breathing. Don't try to play with Johnny, even if you got an army. Dirty money in the laundry, don't ask why, I got my reasons. I puff that Bob Marley, might hit you with the Tommy. You can catch me in the party near the speaker, not speaking. Four better niggas, club night, no sparkles. 40 wolves on deck with burners in they snorkel. Criminology, pea suit wallabies, ghost face killers with degrees in gynecology. Shoot your old lady in the privacy. A bunch of hoes wanna ride with me. I'm caught up in these strong arm robberies. Flee with the lottery, these pussy niggas shot it.
Yo. You ever been face fuck with the 4/5? Sweating facial expressing and stressing like, oh shit. That's the shit that I don't like. Non-rapping rappers in the booth and they don't write. Fucking stupid ass rappers acting out of their character. I shoot and stab rappers. What it do, nigga? I fucks with Wu-Tang and a couple of new niggas. I don't wear dough with queer clothes, I share flows with it into your ear hole. Shit, it's a thing of pure beauty. Everything that's written is written by yours truly. Nigga with Sean writing hard, niggas do anything for it like Klondike bars. Paul, I'm the greatest of all time. How soon you forget the ladies with Alzheimer's?
Four better niggas, club night, no sparkles. 40 wolves on deck with burners in they snorkel. Criminology, pea suit wallabies. Ghost face killers with degrees in gynecology. Shoot your old lady in the privacy. A bunch of ho-ho-hos wanna ride with me. I'm caught up in these strong arm robberies. Flee with the lottery, okay. These pussy niggas shot at me.
Merciless with the flow, with the spit I'm ridiculous. I do not lick chicks, I do the beatbox on their clitoris like the God represent the sun, earth, moon, star. A beast on all fours, smack your chick on a keister. The conquistador rocking a mink on Easter. Never cease to amaze the crowd, it's feast or famine. We're not talking Instagramming when we shooting you with them cannons. Smile, you're from candy camera. You versus the god, it's Godzilla versus Gamera. Animal, cannibal with animal instinct. Think Hannibal with the elephants channeling six tanks. New York, Knickerbocker, slick. Quicker, pick her up a stick. Dick a sister down, take a picture, get the number, click. Pick six, hit a cop, whips for the whole team. With the stick is still in the window. The sickest nigga from Queens, break it down.
Four better niggas, club night, yeah. No sparkles. 40 wolves on deck with burners in they snorkel. Criminology, pea suit wallabies. Ghost face killers with degrees in gynecology. Shoot your old lady in the privacy. A bunch of ho-ho-hos wanna ride with me. I'm caught up in these strong arm robberies. Flee with the lottery, these pussy niggas shot at me.
Trill nigga, but I ain't gotta say it. The way that I move, how I'll display it. I talk less and I listen more. Usually rock the slow grooves with chefing up the roar. Been throwing barrels to niggas' medullas. Since Slick Rick been rapping while he was the ruler.
Once upon a time,
graduated school of hard knocks. When your mama was doing things for hard rocks. N.W.A. back in the day, O'Shea. Let the AK go in your face. Drum roll, standing ovation. Thug 101 was my motivation.
Four better niggas, club night, no sparkles. 40 wolves on deck with burners in they snorkel. Criminology, pea suit wallabies. Ghost face killers with degrees in gynecology. Shoot your old lady in the privacy. A bunch of ho-ho-hos wanna ride with me. I'm caught up in these strong arm robberies. Flee with the lottery, these pussy niggas shot at me. Form better niggas, club night, no sparkles. 40 wolves on deck with burners in they snorkel. Criminology, pea suit wallabies. Ghost face killers with degrees in gynecology. Shoot your old lady in the privacy. A bunch of ho-ho-hos wanna ride with me.
Go Santa.
I'm caught up in these strong arm robberies. Flee with the lottery, these pussy niggas shot at me. Form better niggas, club night.
That's Wu-Tang members Ghostface Killah, Method Man, and we'll just Ghostface Killah and Method Man and Mathematix featuring Sean Price, Pharrell Monch and Tech. It's the Pearl Harbor remix. It's a big tune.
That was a lot to say as well.
Shoot your old lady in the privacy.
That
was my favourite line.
Don't shoot anyone in her privacy.
It's all Wu-Tang banter.
Yes.
Everyone knows the Wu-Tang were the kings of banter.
It's nice. It's respectful to call it the privacy as well.
It is.
I
love the 1930s euphemism. I will shoot your old lady in the privacy.
No, I like that.
If thou dost test me. Because that's how they used to speak in the 20s.
Well, that would be a duel, wouldn't it? You wouldn't shoot anybody. You'd do the pistols at dawn.
You'd use a... What's that? A
clash? No, not a clash.
No. What do you call it?
Rifle.
A something bluster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
With a flared barrel.
The 10 paces before you shoot her in the privacy.
Anyway, let's not get too much into shooting old ladies in the genitals. let's chat to our guest chef.
What's going on?
All good, man. All good.
Man.
Can you cook? I'm asking really awkward first questions today. No, that's kind of my
Everybody asks me that, but actually I'm a decent cook, you know, to be fair.
Yeah. What's your signature dish? I can't cook, so I'm not going to be able to judge you on any level.
Nah, it's cool, but my signature dish, probably the one I'd feel safe with, would probably be some grilled chicken. Nice little salad, gravy and rice. I like plain rice. Some people like rice and peas, but everybody's got their preference. But yeah, absolutely, man, that's man. Yeah.
Fair play, fair play. Now we've got the important shit out of the way, let's have some fun and just talk about music and stuff, man.
Yeah,
also, when you say cook rice, sorry, because I can cook rice, but it's one of those uncle like Ben's in the microwave for 2 minutes. Nah. Does that count? Or because I feel like
it's cooking. It's cooking.
Yeah, that's that. Anything in a microwave is in a microwave
well,
oven.
It's being
cooked.
It's being affected.
It comes out hot and edible.
Yeah, that's
so
the thing.
Is it cooked
or is it?
No, that is a cooked rice.
Nah, it's cooked. That's cooked. Yeah, as long as you can eat it.
This is true.
Yeah, we're down to go.
But you have a very different reason for making music. You kind of came out of a shell to make music, didn't you? You were very kind of reserved and quiet.
Yeah, man. I've always just been doing my own thing, really.
Yeah,
and yeah, man. I've always been doing music, just kind of as my own thing again, to kind of get away and just express certain things. And then yeah, started taking it seriously.
Yeah, where how did you were you was it just I've got a friend basically who does the same thing that I feel like you did, where just make music to listen to yourself.
Yeah, definitely, sort of, and to let things out at certain times.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, just to express my a way of expressing myself.
Yeah,
really.
But what was the kind of turning point for you to actually start putting the music out, start
taking
it
seriously?
Yeah,
because when I was doing music back in the day, I was young. Obviously, to go studio and record and whatnot wasn't cheap and at the time for me and whatnot.
This
so,
is true, you
do
know.
Understand that? And I feel that that's a difficulty for a lot of young people trying to do this music thing right now. Do you understand? So I wasn't fortunate enough to be able to kind of fund myself and whatnot, and I didn't have people that was willing to kind of like help me or invest in me. So boom, now maybe I'm in a better circumstance,
yeah.
Or I was more able to kind of help or fund myself. So I was like, do you know what, let me give my dream a shot, sort of thing.
Yeah
that's what I'm doing.
Because it is, you're absolutely right to touch on that. I think you're the first artist who's ever in the history of this show actually touched on the fact that it is hard to make music, because especially if you don't have any money.
Yeah.
Because although, you know, studios are being shut down at a massive rate because people are making their music on a DIY basis, even then you've got to buy equipment.
Yeah.
And have the space. You have to have the privilege of space.
Yeah.
To kind of make the music in.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it's not just you, is it? There's other people
exactly.
that are involved
yeah,
with it.
Exactly.
And that's not a luxury in the ends, like space and money. They're the two kind of main things you need to make music, and there's not a lot of either.
Yeah, for
so
real.
Yeah, you're the first person that's kind of touched, like, you know, yeah, really touched on the economics of it. And
yeah, man, just keeping it real, man, at the end of the day.
So North London is where you grew up?
Yeah.
What sort of part?
Bounds, Greenwood Green area.
That's my manner. That's where I'm, yeah.
I could tell that's why I asked.
I got excited.
That.
I was like, Mount Green specifically.
I reckon
like,
you two must roll with the same people.
My yeah.
All right, you might have some mutual friends.
Yeah.
Shout out Palmer's Green.
Yeah, shout out to Palmer's Green Mastiff.
I think we've met before. Explain
no,
it.
Yeah,
it does. It does. Like, yeah. You two mutual friends. It's bad. on that note, we should get into some music. We should, because I'm sure we've got a game for this guest. Anyway,
I told you.
Anyway, well, let's get into a tune and we'll have another chat. But do us the honour of introducing the tune for us.
Yeah, this is my latest single. Called Funds, produced by C Figs. I had a lot of fun on this track, so yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
See, Rocco, you play too much.
Chef. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really mess with them, so more time I'll be on my ones. Every day it's money on my mind, oh my niggas, you're trying to get them funds. Anybody can violate me, then you know I'll be grabbing on us. And you can hold one, silly good boy, yeah man, you can hold one. Silly good boy, yeah man, you can hold one. Loud pack came louder than a whistle. Yeah, send me to the sky like a missile. And you better know that we roll with them pistols. I be with them trappers, but with bottles of the crystal. I make her go low like it's limbo.
stay or vibrate, no ring a bell or boom. When we step in the room with couple of my dogs, only one's got a broom. Took a couple L's, but you know we can't lose. This is real life shit, nothing like Tom Cruise. My niggas risk game off the whip game, got him looking insane. All we do is jump in them foreigns and switch lanes. Step too fast and my niggas will set pace. Put you in your place anywhere, anything. Mess with them so more time, I'll be on my ones. Every day it's money on my mind. Oh, my niggas, you were trying to get them fun. Anybody violate me, then you know I'll be grabbing on us. And you can hold one. Say little boy, yeah, man, you can hold one. Say little boy, yeah, man, you can hold one. 18, I was chopping up crops like a ganja farmer. Cut them. While you was banging for a little set that I never heard. Why you talking about drillers? My niggas stay drilling. Couple in a can, couple of my G's living. Could have bought a kits, had my tingle glisten. But you know me, I'm on a whole different mission. Jump in a G-Wagon, yeah, we made things happen. Big batty real gal, yeah, let me get to clapping. You're looking so scrumptious, if I turn up in a function, I be coming in abundance. I want them thousands, not hundreds. Or maybe a million. So I be grinding till the day's done. In my blacked out gums and my Ray-Bans. I don't really mess with them, so more time I be on my ones. Every day it's money on my mind. Oh, my niggas, yeah, we're trying to get them funds. Anybody violate me, then you know I be grabbing on us. And you could hold one. Say little boy, yeah, man, you could hold one. Say little boy, yeah, man, you could hold one. I don't really mess with them, so more time I be on my ones. Every day it's money on my mind, oh my niggas, you were trying to get them fun. Anybody violate me, then you know I'll be grabbing on us. And you can hold one. Say little boy, yeah, man, you can hold one. Say little boy, yeah, man, you can hold one.
That's Funds by Chef, who joins us in the studio right now, man. That, yep. that again, you know, the bounce, everything just gives me flashbacks to Carnival.
Yeah, vibes.
But you didn't go, did you?
Nah, I didn't go.
Was it any particular reason?
Do you know what? To be honest, I've only ever been once in my life. Just to be honest, I don't know, man. This is...
Well, you know, we discussed the fact that you were quite introverted.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't
handle a million other people walking on the same street as you, then man, it's fair play, man.
It's not the girls and all of that. It's all fun and that at the same time, but it's just,
it's very intense.
Yeah. It's a bit too claustrophobic.
Yeah,
a bit too tight for me, man.
I hear that. I was saying to Natalie earlier on, even just trying to navigate streets that would take you 5 minutes, a journey that would take you 5 minutes. At 11 a.m. when I went to meet the float that I sort of stayed on, it took me 45 minutes to make a journey that would have otherwise taken me like 5 or 7.
It's crazy, man.
You understand?
It's crazy. But I'm sure you had a good time though, man. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're still, as soon as I put on the first song,
that's what I'm saying.
I had to do a gigs ad lib.
Spot on still.
Honestly, it was amazing. It really was an amazing weekend. Did you get up to much otherwise?
What on that carnival
weekend,
period?
Yeah. It's back holiday weekend, isn't it?
It was also the Bounds Green Carnival that weekend. Too.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of that. So
number one competition.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, it gets overshadowed by the Notting Hill one.
Yeah, man, but no, trust me, it gets down in the Bounds Green in the Bounds Green Carnival. Yeah,
gets down in Bounds Green.
The little
carnival
procession from Bounds Green right down to Palmer's Green. And
yeah, again, shout out to Palmer's Green Mastiff.
Yeah.
I love this. This is just like Pirate Radio again. It's brilliant. But you've had a song synced to quite a big sporting event, right? Or on a big
yeah, man. Yeah.
On BT Sports, sorry.
Yeah, that was on BT Sports last year. Go off. A fighter just contacted me randomly via Instagram, like
that organic.
Yeah, like I'm feeling your song, blah blah blah. Can I come out to it on my entrance? I thought it was just a bit of whack until it was actually true. Took me out there to Bournemouth, performed at the after event.
Sick.
Come out to my tune, which was the main event for that.
Yeah, yeah.
At the O2 Arena in Bournemouth and whatever. So yeah, it's a decent new good experience.
Bournemouth's got palm trees as well, you know.
It's got a flipping beach, for crying out loud.
Just brilliant.
One of the best beaches in Europe, I didn't know. Bournemouth? Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
There must be a big sign about that somewhere in Bournemouth, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, well, there's a big sign on Google when I typed that, telling me about that. And then when I went out there, it's actually pretty decent. Yeah, you feel like you're on holiday.
I do like Bournemouth, man. Yeah. The fire station.
Where Sandbanks is, which is one of the most exclusive places in the UK or so. I'm sure it's around there, that Bournemouth. It's got all that.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, it's still
Natalie
nice.
Would know that. Natalie would know that.
I've got a property there.
Exclusive.
I mean, I know places. Where I'm not allowed to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's nice, Bournemouth. And also, it's quite far. So it feels like you've had a little trip.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
My mum
thinks she's bougie sometimes. She goes on holiday to Bournemouth. I'm like, Mum, I hate to break it to you, Mum. That's not a holiday. That's really not a holiday.
Nah, I felt the same still. I'm not going to lie. When I was out there, I felt the same.
Yeah, it's
if you've got to travel like more than 2 hours to get somewhere, I consider it a holiday.
Yeah,
I think.
This is true, but this is true of most places you have to go to in South London, from North or East London.
Well, I guess.
Technically, South London is a holiday.
Yeah, but it is. It's nice across that river.
It's a different climate in South and everything.
Water,
you know? Different,
I think I'm on holiday.
Yeah, different language.
Yeah.
By all accounts, South London, it's a different country.
It is.
Yeah. Different, literally.
It really is. So what's coming up for you next over the course of the year?
Yeah, a lot of new things. I've just got more singles. I'm just going to be pushing out more visuals. Just trying to spread my music a little bit more. And hopefully come out with a project.
Yeah, like a longer length.
Like an EP or some sort of something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so singles for now.
Yeah, definitely singles and some more visuals. Yeah.
Live-wise, is there anywhere people can catch you?
Yeah, you can catch me on all social media platforms. Official 2_chef with an S. On YouTube, just type in chef with an S and I'm sort of come up.
But live on stages and stuff, are you playing anywhere live?
Oh, live, sorry, I did hear you. I got a few shows coming up, performing acts. For OB the author, check him out. I've got a show at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supporting him. He's doing his thing as well. He's from sort of the Bounds Green area.
Natalie already knows him. She nearly finished your sentence. I saw her mouth move when you said his name.
I know him. Yeah, I've seen him in Tesco, but
yeah,
I know him.
Natalie runs
hotting up OB. Poor boy, just trying to do a bit of shopping.
And I'm there like, hey
OB.
I'm kidding, but yeah, I'll be performing at his show. So yeah, go catch some tickets in his bio.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
boom. Brilliant.
And yeah, some other thing coming up.
Sick. But people can catch you on those handles. Repeat them just for people that missed it.
Official 2_chef with an S.
Simple as that. Simple as that. And he can cook. And just in case you just joined in, you just tuned in, Chef can actually cook. You know, just in case you're wondering, why is he called Chef? Being bad mind.
Yeah, it's not a gimmick.
Well, we're going to get into a song now. Thank you so much for joining us,
man,
my bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Respect.
Honestly.
And we're going to have Kana's in next. A game.
Yes.
Taking them sisters home, ending incest. Follow back in the zone, back in my king's nest. You know just how it goes, I'm at my king's desk. Got the boy on the phone, and yes, the thing set. You know about the throne, I took the king's steps. In and just out the zone, and then my ting text. Type of
representing. You know where I'm ripping, cause I'm representing. Made that shooty jump soon as I pump the engine. You know hollow man, I get that happy ending. Can't you see me shopping? Yeah, I'm happy spending. First they see me Bond Street, then it's back to Kensin. Got these niggas shook, I got them back pretending. Man is so emotional, I'm back offending.
This is your father, boy. This is your father, boy. I hop on the next flight, this a weird
man, pull up that thing.
Them women flapping, man, with their hot panties chilling in the air. That thing hot, man.
Next flight, this a window, girl sat behind my chair. Dear God, I thank you for the double. It's my halal, you know the jeans, Dior. Oh Lord, she grew to the baseline and the top line. They make a waistline go, they make a waistline go.
Song Bebe. I think it's called Baby, but I'm gonna call it Bebe because that's how it's spelled. Bebe.
Yeah.
It's Theophilus London featuring Gigs. That's the SN1 road mix of Bebe. And it's a fucking tune.
I know, and you've been waiting.
It's
for
such
that.
A fucking tune.
You have requested.
Oh
that
my god. You know the ones where I reckon that when they like finish that tune, solid 8 hours of skanking. No talking. Just a solid, my guests are nodding because they know they fucking been there. When you make a tune and you're such a banger, no one even talks. You just skank for 8 hours. Say?
When the rum's just flowing.
Everything is just, that is a perfect example. Yep. That is a brilliant, brilliant tune. It makes me want to smoke a spliff with Sebastian the Crab. That's how that song makes me feel. Aww. I just want to sit on a rock with Ariel and Sebastian the Crab and Bunzoots.
I'll track them down. I'll get them in here, and I'll bring that rock in here.
I think there's going to be. Isn't there going to be a live action Little Mermaid?
I there probably is.
Maybe our guests can shed some. If you didn't know about that, that would be weird. But our guests are, of course, our main guest is Canis, right? So we're going to give you a round of applause.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Actually have come with a guest of your own.
Basically, I brought my friend up. Goes by the name of Blacksmith.
What's going on? Blacksmith gets a round of applause as well. I thought I'd let you introduce him.
Big ups.
I mean, we've got a single out today called Confessions. Mm-hmm. It's a tune about, like, I recently lost my father.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man, it's cool. And he recently lost his father within the last couple of years and that.
All right.
So we got together on a track, like, 24 hours, banged it out. Got uploaded, about to shoot a video, so
okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's one of those quick ones, man.
Yeah. Well, and was it a kind of spontaneous decision? When
pretty much, man. I mean, K just brought a beat to the studio. Mm-hmm. He had the verse. I think you heard the tune on a radio station, right?
Yeah. I heard the beat, and it, like, imagine I was like, as an artist, Michael, like, you know, sometimes go and you haven't written. yeah. But you know you need to write because it's getting like before you start getting stale and start falling off, like, yeah, like riding a bike and falling off it. Like, you know what I mean? But anyway, so I sat at home like the night before, like about a good 2 hours just listening to beats. Nothing was, couldn't feel nothing. Mm. Yeah. Driving home the next day, heard one of the radio stations in Bristol, a hip hop show, heard this beat come on next to me. That's what I needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I went home. And sometimes the beat just does all the work, innit?
Yeah. It seems like divine intervention when you're writing the lyrics and it's just flowing.
Yeah. So I just said, you know what? I wrote to it, done a little mini recording at home and just posted up on Insta. And the reaction of it was just nuts, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, so Blacksmith heard it and was like, yo, who's that beat? Rare. And I said, it's just a beat, innit? Like, but it's... I'm not one of these guys who jumps on people's beats, but... Yeah. If it's like the gigs, I got a tune on the gigs essence track, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that beat.
You know what I mean? Like
that's a banger, innit?
Yeah, you know, and I had to record on it. Mm. Like I got big boy producers, but that
gets you in your feels. Yeah, that you know? Every kind of MC worth his salt will hear the essence and go, shit, man, I need to say some shit now.
100%.
Yeah, you know. So
if you don't want to vent, then you must be living the most perfect life, and you probably shouldn't even be rapping.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You know what I mean? Because rapping is rebel music.
Honestly, it's struggle. Like it's a struggle. You know, if that beat can't make you feel some shit, yeah, then you've got no struggle.
You've got no business in the game. You know what I mean? Like real talk, but. Yeah, it was just one of them ones, and we banged it together quick, like, you know what I mean? And people are feeling it, so we're about to shoot a video for it next week or so. And, I'm just going to crack out there. We're in the times, Mike, of just get the tunes done and get them out.
You know, absolutely. Like,
content, man, just quick content.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were talking about that earlier because you're very dedicated. You got it earlier than I did, so we had the opportunity to have a chat. And thank you for that, by the way, man.
No problem, man.
It's always the guests that come from afar that that are the most dedicated. I've noticed.
I like them.
Honestly. London MCs have got that kind of...
Yeah, man, I'll get there when I get there.
The more London ones go, yeah, I am booked for 4:15, but I get there for 4:45, it's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as I'm there within the time frame of the show, 5 to 6, whatever, we have that.
I come from the 9 to 5 world where you can't be late.
And I appreciate that.
You know, so... Yeah. You get, like, it's professionalism. You give me your time, you give me your time. Mm.
I remember those days. But we were talking about the quick pace at which the generation, this kind of present... the most powerful generation, arguably, mm-hmm. kind of consume information and expect to. They look at every. The currency's numbers, isn't it?
Yeah,
we were saying.
Yeah,
and you know, they can see how many views you've had on everything. They can see how many streams you've had, how many likes you've had, mm-hmm. and that literally becomes the currency. So yeah, there is this kind of pressure, I think, definitely on every artist to just keep putting stuff out. You can't go stagnant.
Definitely.
You can't go stagnant.
Well, that's it. Albums last for about a week nowadays, honestly. Well, do you know what I mean?
There's a funny tweet that says, you know, like an album will come out, a 40-minute album will come out at like midnight, but like at 12:30, people are already saying it's the best album ever.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Children of Zeus tweet the other week saying that one of their shows straight after someone was asking, when's the new album dropping? Do you know what I mean? And they literally dropped their album like what? A month ago? 2 months ago?
We're literally promoting an album.
Yeah. Trust me.
I think what it is with that, I think people just don't know what to say no more. Because, you know what I mean? Like, you're at a show where they're promoting the album, and, you know, that person you've gone to see, he's right in front of you now, approachable and all that. You don't know what to say. So you're just going to say some rubbish like that. Oh,
that's true. Yeah, outbursts like that.
Yeah.
But people asking it online as well. It's because of the pace, people are expecting stuff online as well. You'll get tweets and stuff of people going, when you drop in the next project, while, you know, on a photo of your current project.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, bro, I've dropped... I think I may have dropped 3 videos this year already.
Yeah.
About 5 singles, a mixtape. I'm about to drop my K-Star EP, which is my label, and like Celebrate remixes a tune off the EP. Like,
of course.
And we dropped another one today.
Yeah, man, I dropped a tune with Leaf Dog yesterday up on Grime Daily.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we had Leaf Dog in. He's been a guest as part of 4 Owls.
Yeah.
I hate saying Owls because I always think I have to repeat it just in case. Have I said the L? Have I Owls? Owls? 4 Owls. Ow!
So, like you said, getting back to the point, just got to keep banging them out.
Yeah.
You know, and I ain't stopping. I got more in the can, you know, so... And I'm writing with it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So.
But you've been in... You're a legend in the game. You're a veteran in the game, you know. Like, Channel U times, before I was even putting my stuff out publicly,
mm-hmm.
I was very aware of your stuff, mm. you know. Has the desire waned at any period during that time? Have you ever just thought... And I'm just giving, like, fuck this, I'm just gonna go and do something else.
Yeah, I've been there, bro. Like, it's like I'm a married man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Got a mortgage.
Yeah,
yeah. I was that when I put out my first video on Channel U.
Wow.
It's my wife who put me onto Channel U. Yeah.
Wow.
And like, we was the first people to why my name stood out. We was the first people to use green screen technology. And it's shot on film.
Right.
So compared to the videos which were coming out at the time, they were like bitty.
Yeah.
Ours was shot on film, yeah. Plus first with a green screen.
Yeah.
So our video looked like a 20 grand video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we paid $5,000 for our video.
Yeah, even
back,
that, mate.
Back
like,
then, 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like... all the videos of that day combined,
yeah,
$5,000,
literally.
You know?
Right.
Well, especially when you look at some of the quality of those Channel U videos back in the day.
Were they even videos?
so my video was getting played 10 times a day for 8 months straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was rated top three video for 8 months.
Mm.
DJ Semtex said it made Channel U. That one and Murder.
Mm.
You know, oh. So... You know
I had
mean?
To give that like, a shout out yesterday,
yeah.
That tune.
Yeah,
yeah, so I've been kind of like, me and Kalash, Klashnikov, we came into the game same time, then mm-hmm. it's Sway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, so that's, you know what I mean? I think, and back to the question, has it waned? Where I've gone in and out, because I'm doing it independently, sometimes you've got to stop music, because if the build, like,
yeah.
if you're struggling with the build, then
yeah, of course.
The only thing that's going to suffer is the music. So I've had breaks.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I ain't further than I might be then. You know what I mean? But I feel everything for a reason.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking with my last guest. No, in fact, no, Z-Dot, the guest before last, about, you know, just the zeitgeist and how people... We were talking about Getz specifically mm-hmm. and how, although he is literally one of the best MCs in the world,
yeah,
I would say is underrated.
Very.
You know?
Very,
and
yeah.
They're just... you know, the zeitgeist will determine that, won't it? It's like whoever is popping, you know that all that success, yeah, you deserve it, fair play. But then there are people who objectively speaking are super duper talented mm-hmm. and more talented than anyone
mm-hmm. yeah.
who is kind of popping and just don't seem to get, and it becomes a kind of mystery. You just can't understand it.
Yeah,
can't copy your finger on it.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. It's true.
I just think sometimes there's a bit of, like me now, like, I'm coming back in the game and I'll put my music up against anyone's.
Yeah.
And that's not just UK, that's in the world. You see what I'm saying? So, to me, if you still got that belief, forget what people think.
Yeah.
I'm not even doing it for no deal. No. I got my own record label now with deals, like, giving people deals. So, it's like, I'm doing it for me and my headspace. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah, yeah.
But if that resonates and that puts me into a sphere or a plate... Well, then so be it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But where I think when you're going for the deal or where you're going for this number one hit, I think when you're not concentrating on the right thing, you're pushing in a direction and the energy is not working. Because sometimes it's not even for the love of the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's to get
it's
to that
for fame. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, let's get into a tune right now. If you do us the honour of introducing it for us, that'd be amazing. But then after, we're going to play a game, aren't we, Nat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is game time, yeah.
It's game time.
All right, so this tune's called Celebrate Remix, featuring Tanya Lacey, Incrediboy, and Grim Sickers, produced by Self Talk Productions.
Tanya Lacey. Kanas.
Self talk makes the beast ballistic.
Woo. 1, 2, 1, 2. Peng called me his cherry B, cause I used to bust a cherry B regularly on the tour bus when I was 17. I'm that radical St. Paul's mixie, magical pixie. I am neon, you can't miss me. And I don't take no doo-doo, no I don't take no doo-doo. If you knew what I've been through, you'd know my story. And I don't need bad energy around me. Listen, I talk
to the youth who express their truth and hit the booth where they can go and share their story. And when I'm in LA, I'm British takeaway. My seasoning and flavour got them filling up the plate.
You got to know, cause this just what we do when it's running through our veins. Now raise your glasses high and celebrate.
It's a one track, it's more than rap. Just pour the cognac, let's celebrate. To vinyl, CD dot, and the tape released to the worldwide states so get old children can see.
Yo, listen. Flows better, say nada. Running tracks like Mo Farah. No manners, full spanners, no hammers. It's how we do, we just throw bangers. Yeah, Scarface, Tony Montana. Yes, I'm just repping my manner. K-Stars up on your banners. UK flights out to Dallas. They call me Bossy. Coming through the streets with an Aston Martin. All wiped up like that dude from Marcy. Yeah, pissing off the local Illuminati. Hot summer, remix with a hot stunner. We're known for them hard bangers. Homegrown, face known. We're here now, so say nada.
Hey, yo, it's real, it's a fun track. It's more than rap, just pour the cognac. Let's celebrate to vinyl, CD dot, and a tape released to the worldwide states so ghetto children can sing.
Celebrate the spirit that my soul seems to elevate. Dedicate lost ones on the way to heaven's gate. Done it this way, but I could have done it many ways. Anyway, t-shirt soaked from the Moe spray. Forgive me for the sorry days. And forgive me if I ever, ever let you down. Celebrate though, cause I made it from a country town. From an unknown to one of the biggest name brands around. I just started from a £10. I can die a happy man if it was to end now. Sweet in my chest and never ever back down. Played dumb, kept it cool in the background. 100 bag cigars was a real quote. Blacked out to the socks, one clear coat. Try to draw me out, but you can never lure me. Closest thing you ever seen to Tyson Fury. Sickers.
Celebrate featuring Incrediboy, Tanya Lacey and Grim Sickers by Caners, who joins us in the studio right now. Love that, mate. Got that proper Golden Age Deal Real Records vibe to it, man. You get me? I've been having a lot of like flashbacks from music today, and most of them have been from Carnival, which was like my most recent highlight in life. But that took me back. That 100% took me back to the very kind of genesis of when I really got interested in UK rap, man. You understand?
Really,
thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Yeah, man. All good.
We should get into a game now, though,
right?
We
are going to. Caleb, you've got a song called Confessions.
Yeah.
I've got a list of things that people have confessed to. There's an app called Whisper. Anonymously, people can confess to different things. Some of these are real confessions.
Stop pointing that paper at me now.
Oh, and some of them have been made up. If you can't read it from here, some of them have been made up. So what I'm going to do is... should I get you to write them down? Yeah, I think I will. You've all got pens and papers, right? Have you all got that?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, so you just have to write down true or false for each one.
Right.
Number one. I once... pooped my pants at work and hid my underwear inside a box that got shipped to a customer. Was that a true or false confession?
By who?
Either we made it up, or there's an app called Whisper in which people can skip their anonymous confessions.
Should have listened
so
to that
some
bit.
Of these are from the app Whisper, and some of these are completely made up.
Okay.
Do you want us to answer on the spot now?
I reckon let's just go through it and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Number two. I hate our bed, so I invited our cats to come pee on it so my husband would buy us a new one. Is that true or false? Good schema, if it's... number three. I once accidentally mooed during sex. Mooed, like a cow. True or false? Number four. My girlfriend just got a pet lizard. When she's at work, I regularly let it walk around my groin. Is that true or false?
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah, sure. My girlfriend just got a pet lizard. When she's at work, I regularly let it walk around my groin. I like how seriously you're taking this. Okay, number five.
there's some freaks out there.
I mean, yeah, there definitely are. So any of these could be true. I once caught my postman pissing in my neighbour's letterbox.
Rough.
I didn't report it because that neighbour stole my mower. So they stole her mower. So I didn't report it to the... Yeah? True or false?
I want that to be false.
Do you?
Because if postman's are on
if
that.
Someone stole if your mower...
Yeah, if someone's brazen enough to steal your mower,
yeah.
They have to use that in front of you. They have to use that in public.
Number six.
That's fighting talk.
Number six. I asked my boyfriend to wipe my butt because I had just finished painting my nails and I didn't want to mess them up. True or false?
Some girl's got the audacity.
Audacity.
I mean, it would be kind of weird to, like, just paint your nails. But then if you need to go, I guess, whatever. Okay, so number one was, I pooped my pants at work and hid my underwear inside a box that got shipped to a customer. Who wants to start? Mike, do you...
True. Guessed first.
Okay.
I'm saying that's true.
I'm saying that's true. Okay, you're saying that's true.
I'm saying that's true too.
That is correct. That was all true. Points for everyone was true. And I don't know how they would imagine getting that shipped to a customer and you're opening up and it's in...
That'd be fragrant.
That's just buzz.
Especially
if it went by Royal Mail. It would take about 5 days to get this.
And you got a sign for it afterwards.
Yeah. And also it's been in the mail for a few days, so it's got a bit...
Been in the mail before that as well.
Yes.
Came out of the mail.
Number two was, I hate our bed, so I invited our cats to come pee on it, so my husband would buy us a new one. Is that true or false? True?
Yeah, that's true.
I got true.
Yeah, that was true too. That was a true. Someone did do that. I don't know how you get your cats to come pee on it. Come here.
Cunning, yeah. What? Must have just put the cat litter on the bed.
Oh, right, yeah. Let the cat nip. Do it, right?
Oh, catnip. Is that what makes cats
piss?
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it makes them piss, but it's like the cat drug, isn't it? Like catnip. Right. They go crazy on catnip and that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you get it to do your bidding. Now piss. That's right there.
Number three was, I once accidentally mooed during sex. Is that true or false?
False.
What have you got, Michael? False. That was actually true as well.
Oh, whoa.
That was true.
That's by Doja Cat, wasn't it? That was definitely Doja Cat that confessed that.
Number four was, my girlfriend just got a pet lizard. When she's at work, I regularly let it walk around my groin. True or false?
True.
Michael Payne, what are you saying? That was actually false. We made that up, but that sounds believable, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Number five, I once caught my postman pissing in my neighbour's letterbox. I didn't report it because that neighbour stole my mower. True or false?
False.
Yeah, that is true. We made that one up. I mean, that is false. We made that one
okay.
up. Sorry. That is true. That is true. We made that one up. Okay, and then finally, it's number six. I asked my boyfriend to wipe my butt because I had just finished painting my nails and I didn't want to mess them up. Is that true or false?
Got a feeling that's true. I've got a feeling it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Which means you all got three each. You managed to get them all right.
I'm joking.
You were the boyfriend. Oh, but you would do that if someone... You can't mess up your nails when you painted them, so it'd just be the nice thing to do, right?
No, you got to sit there until your nails dry.
Get
we
a fan out.
Three points to everybody. Well done. You know your lies and your truths.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
Big ups, man.
Both of you. And thanks for participating in the game. Before you both go, let people know where they can find you on social media.
Okay, so mine's at K_NERS on everything. Check out the K-Star EP, which is dropping on the 19th of October. Celebrate was the first single off it. Next single and video coming is a guy called Hearts Jose, a song called Bad Enough.
All right, say no more. And yourself, Blacksmith?
And I'm Blacksmith Music on Instagram, _Blacksmith on Twitter. I just dropped a new single with Leaf Dog called Represent on Grime Daily now, so go check that out.
Quick question, sorry. I had to ask Chef if he really cooks. Have you ever made a sword?
Yeah, he's not Chef.
Have I ever made a sword?
Yeah.
What do you mean a sword?
Because we had an artist called Chef and I asked him if he can cook.
I mean, I can cook.
So
man.
I have to ask.
A paella. Paella is my go-to.
No. Can you make a sword?
Can I make a sword?
Yeah.
As in an actual sword?
Yeah, I wish. Where does the name Blacksmith come from?
Well, it's a craft, isn't it? Music is a craft.
I'm only joking. I just want it to be literal.
It's all good.
You know what? The first radio station, I brought him on an interview at Ujima.
Yeah.
That same question got asked him. Why the name Blacksmith?
It's an interesting name.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting name.
Yeah, safe, man.
All right, Respect. Thank you so much. We're going to get into a tune right now, and then as soon as we come back, we're going to have Alakai Harley in.
Are you killing me? You don't need no Mary Jane, I'll keep you lean. Ooh.
That's No Man Is an Island by Tanika. Did you hear that little key change at the end of that song? A little treat right at the end. I like that.
But sometimes you save the best to last.
Absolutely. It's literally the last two bars.
That's it.
But no, it was a good song in general. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah, that little key change was interesting. You got to listen to the whole tune to get that. Mm-hmm. It's like a little treat for the people that can listen to the whole
right
tune.
Right to the end.
We do have, I think, our last guest of the day in.
Correct.
Right on the stroke of 36 minutes past five is Alakai Harley. Have I pronounced that right?
Yeah, you pronounced
yes,
it.
Yes! Round of applause for both of us!
Yeah, man.
I was trying to work out how else to say it.
I said maybe Alice, but then I was just being like very kind of just trying to. Yeah, but I thought Alakai. That was the first choice. Yeah. That was the first choice. Beautiful name.
Thank you so much.
So Jamaican roots.
Yeah, we're in Jamaica.
When did you come to the UK?
When I was five.
Okay, cool. But and you've just like firmly embraced the everything about your. Mm-hmm. Persona, your music is definitely embracing the dancehall culture, especially.
Yeah.
So, how much did you enjoy Carnival this year?
Oh, absolutely enjoyed it.
Jeez!
It was amazing.
That's all I wanted
man.
To hear. That's all I wanted Popper to hear sick. From an Popper. Actual Jamaican. Mm-hmm. You see, yeah. It was sick. Nat, you see, Natalie was born in Kingston as well, but a different Kingston.
Not
she was born in Kingston, Surrey.
One of
yeah. But you weren't actually born in Kingston, but you lived there
very
for a while,
close.
Didn't you?
Yeah. My roots are in Kingston.
But it was brilliant, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Has that been a big influence? Like, you know, Carnival memories, especially, have they been a big influence on your music?
No, not so much, because I only went Carnival twice.
Okay.
Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday.
Yeah, where's the wind?
It's crazy. But I don't know what happened yesterday. But anyway, yeah, so like, but to tell you what, my latest single, Nardan, when I did write that, I was writing it especially for Carnival.
So it's become such a big thing now, hasn't it, when it comes to writing music in the UK. Is this gonna bang at Carnival?
I think people
really do ask themselves that question kind of in the creative process, especially if you know your song is getting released in summer. Mm-hmm. Can this bang at Carnival? Did you have any like any favourite songs from Carnival yourself that you heard? I kind of highlighted mine earlier on in the show. It was Joanna by Joanna by Afro B.
Oh yeah, that one pops off as well. I would say that, I'm not even trying to be a copycat, but I know what you're saying. That does really, really pop off.
It really, really does.
To be honest, I didn't really get to like be around much music. You know what I mean? Oh, like, I got to enjoy like getting frass.
Yeah, yeah.
But like in terms of hearing different types of music, I didn't. Mm. At one point, what would you say them lot's thing was more of frash?
What genre wise?
Yeah, drum and bass. Okay, I was more like hearing drum and bass and stuff like that. And then I was kind of just backstage at Red Bull. So I didn't get to hear much.
Yeah, yeah. And have you experienced like Carnival in the West Indies?
No, but I can't wait.
I was gonna say like that must, with all due respect to Notting Hill Carnival, it must get pissed on
by
other carnivals.
You know what? I saw Tosh. She just released a tune called Bubble. She's really good as well. And she was over here for Carnival. She's actually initially from Jamaica, I'm guessing. Yeah. Like I'm guessing she's there now, back mm-hmm. now. And I remember she posted after, because I saw her at Carnival, and she had on like a kind of swimsuit, a Carnival outfit.
Yeah.
But she had a jacket over it. Mm-hmm. And then she did a post, and I thought, oh, why is she not skinning out? But she did a post where she was like, they said it was going to be warm. They said everyone said it was going to, what did you say? They said it was going to, everyone dresses naked up here, the same like Jamaica. She was like, lies.
It was far
lies,
from
lies.
Wave.
So I can't wait to go there and see, because obviously I guess when she said it I realised, okay, people are not as skimpy, you know, like obviously the girls that are in the actual costume and stuff like
course.
They are, but everyone else that comes Carnival, the closest you get to it is a little pom pom shorts.
It's true,
you don't really get
there's a photo of this going viral. I don't know if like that knowing laugh tells me you've seen it. But there's a photo going around
of
this,
no
she's just, there's a girl just standing there in she's not wearing a bikini or she's just wearing like a lace knicker and bra set.
Okay,
just, I saw that. Just you told me that. I was like, why?
It's quite strange. The memo she must have got about what to wear. But anyway, there is very interesting costumes. You're absolutely right. Have you got any kind of highlights? Any kind of funny memories from the weekend just gone?
There must have been some.
Too fresh to remember.
I think if you can't remember, that's actually a
that's
really
actually
good,
a very
that,
good,
yeah,
good
really
point.
Good
yeah.
Time,
I think, was it the second day that I got a bit tipsy? Yeah, the second day I got really tipsy. it was fun. It was like rain, unlimited rain, nephew.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, of course. The Ray and Nephew had a section as well.
We was with Steezy Wonderland.
Okay.
And they had like sponsored by Ray and Nephew.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was
all right. So a good time was had by all.
Mm.
Natalie, you've got to come next year. You know, you got to sack off Reading and leave.
But I was too busy chatting to Protégé at Reading. I had a really nice day. So I had a nice time. Yeah,
you had a little carnival going on.
Yeah, I did at Reading
and
Leeds.
To be fair. Mm. Well, let's get into a song because obviously you do music after all.
Yeah,
you. We should probably try to play some. if you do us the honour of introducing this next song for us.
Yo, it's a girl, Alakai Harley, and you're about to hear my latest single, Nah Done. Eh.
Yeah. See your look, you want me my thing. All the feelings you're fighting. Get a drink, wait some vibes in. You want to lock off the lighting. You want to lock off the lighting. Why not rum? You're not minding. Ooh, all I was at the night end. You don't stop call for the same thing. You don't stop call for the same thing, no. I'm a one, but call 911. Suppose my wall back, I say I can't get none. You don't come mad and I lose control. Who you gon' call when you want get some? Who you gon' call when you want get some? Beat up the thing like a beat pan drum. Beat up the thing, make me weak. And the loving can't done for you. Loving can't done for me, call my line. Loving can't done for you, nah. Loving can't done for me, call my line. Loving can't.
When it comes to love and a joke thing, is you wild, you got me hoping. Caribbean girls, yeah, we run things. Bust a wine, why you wasting? Look on the time you did a waste on. Ooh, all I was at the night end. You don't stop call for the same thing. You don't stop call for the same thing, no. I'm a one, but call 911. Suppose my wall back, I say I can't get none.
An amazing song.
Thank you.
That's an amazing song.
Thank you.
Fucking hell. I love, like, seriously, I'm a big fan of old school dance hall, like that, like ragga.
Yeah,
ragga, man. As opposed to kind of what got labeled what more contemporary, really modern,
yeah.
Bashment.
Yeah.
Supercat. All that. Like, that was amazing. Like,
Thank you so much.
My parents are Nigerian, but I've got a very close friend who's of Jamaican heritage as well. Mm-hmm. And his mum is like very well respected in the sort of Jamaican music community. Mm-hmm. Kind of very good friends of, like, you know, Sugar Minor and Dennis Brown and people like that. You know, knew all these people in first name terms and whatnot. And Just reminds me of when I first ever went to my friend Daniel's house and his mum was playing the 7 inches and all that. It's amazing. It's
Thank
really
so
good,
so
really
much.
Good,
Thank
really
you.
Good. Another flashback to Carnival.
Well, it was really good that you're having good flack, because you can have bad flashbacks.
Yeah, man, you can
I'm
have
really
bad flashes.
Happy that all of
music.
Your flashbacks today, of which there have been numerous, are good. And when it hits you, you can see it in your face. You're like, well, you're taken back to, well, actually 2 days ago.
So I could imagine, I could fully just imagine that on a 7-inch. Just, yeah, it was very, very,
Thank you so much. Very cool.
Yeah.
Who are your main inspirations, man? I love hearing women's voices over ragga as well, you know?
Oh, thank you.
But have you got any sort of...
Lady Saw.
All right.
Lady Saw and Buju Banton is one of the main ones.
Yeah.
Especially for that track as well. But anyway, in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, yeah. I'm always like... proper strong on it as well.
Yeah.
Them too.
Are you a fan of Lauryn Hill by any chance?
Yes, I am a fan of Lauryn Hill as well, and I sing a lot of her. I always sing that thing.
Yes,
at the start of my
song. Yes. Because I could hear the little homage with the "Who you gonna call when you wanna get some?"
Oh, seriously?
Yeah,
I never clocked that.
Yeah, it had that kind of that Lauryn Hill kind of vibe. Very, very, very nice though, man.
Thank
I like to pick apart songs, by the way. That's what I do. I'm quite nerdy when it comes to that shit.
Oh, I love that.
Join us for the pub quiz later, maybe.
Yeah.
We do a pub quiz after this.
Have any specialist subjects, Alakai?
Any specialist subjects? No.
That's okay.
If you could choose one thing to go on Mastermind to talk about, to be quizzed on.
To be quizzed on.
Lady Saw.
I'd be annoyed because if I get anything wrong, I'd just go ballistic.
It would be amazing to see, though, innit, on Mastermind.
I'd be
and
so
your chosen
mad.
Subject is Lady Saw.
No, I'd just probably choose Dancehall.
Okay, yeah. Fair. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of chosen subjects, we're going to get into a game aren't we?
Yeah, because we just played your song, Nah Done.
Yes.
But I want to know some things that you're like, nah, I'm done with that, or them, or it. But I've got some things in this box, but the thing is, it's really hard to be done with any of these things because they're all quite good.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to have 30 seconds to tell me why you think you're done with this particular thing.
Okay.
I'm so done with you.
I'm so done, yeah. I'm so done, but it's going to be hard. Do you want to go first? Yeah, I think so.
Ladies first. Ladies first. Absolutely. Okay. I just made up a word, obviously.
I'm shook.
I couldn't read my own handwriting there. So I went, what does that say? Camel, but it doesn't say camel. In fact, it says carnival. 30 seconds,
my God, you've got to say
something
bad about
you're
carnival.
Done with carnival.
Oh, why I'm done with it?
Even if it's like too fun, that's why you're done with it. Go.
There's literally not a bad word you can say about carnival.
Right, that's
this proves
tricky,
it.
Isn't it?
The rain.
Okay.
That's legit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you had like too much fun there for like one day and you could be done with it.
Done with the liquor, getting drunk and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Good point there. Okay, I am going to give you so we're going out of 10.
Are we going to get out of 10?
7.
7, all right, cool. I've got to beat
7.
I
mean, the rain was harsh. The rain was too much. And I'm going to allow you to be, because some of these things in here are so nice that you may be like, I really don't like the way she's got a beautiful smile, or her hair is so glossy, or the way that she can act really well. I'm going to allow that turn that positive into a negative in this case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Michael Payne, you're next. Must be one of our favourites. I don't know if we've had this before. Well, let's try it. It's ice cream.
Ice cream. I just don't like the fact that it's so, like, soft and that. I just think it needs to, like, man up a little bit, you know? Like, when you say to someone you're, like, cold as ice and that, you think of someone harsh and hard and, you know, but then you have ice cream and that's cold, but it's, like, really soft and that, and you don't really expect that to happen. And I also don't trust ice cream van guys. Like, where do they go when they get... What does the bottom half of their body look like? Please, can I just ask that about ice cream men? You never, ever see ice cream men walking around on road.
Fair point. Why do you think they have a bottom half
I think
half
they're attached
body?
To the van.
That's it. That's the bottom half of the body is the ice cream
I think
cream
they can't
van.
Come out of that van.
Just the ice cream van. I thought that was very strong, so I'm going to give that an 8 point there for ice cream, okay? Come back strong here. Like, what are we going to pick? I mean, I think let's go for... Dancing.
What do you mean? Oh, wow. I just
done with dancing. Like, the way how my legs start hurting the next day in the morning, it just really gets to me. It's like a workout that I didn't choose to have, but at the same time, I'm like enjoying it. But I just hate the fact that I'm enjoying the dancing, you know? And I just hate the fact that sometimes I can be judged on the dance and I can't take the guys going behind me. It's like, I just want to dance by myself. Can you leave me alone? It's just really, really deep. But I do love to go to the dance, though, you know?
I'm going to give that a full 10, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a solid 10. I think that's a solid 10.
Yeah.
I thought I had to step it up because what you were doing, I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. I get it.
That
now.
Was incredible. Well done, Michael. Good luck with this one. Okay, I am going to give you simply because he's really nice because we met him earlier, did an interview with him earlier, and he's really nice. So good luck with this one. Kevin Hart.
Okay, Kevin Hart, man. I just like, I don't like the fact that you shouldn't be that funny and you shouldn't be able to make me laugh while knowing that, like, you know, with that joke with about how your bank account's set up, knowing that I have even bigger problems than that, but I still laugh at yours even though you're just like miles richer than I will ever be. I don't like the fact that you're such good buddies with Dwayne Johnson because he's one of my heroes. I was going to say, I don't like the fact that he's actually a really good actor.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? So that's annoying. That's annoying, yeah, then, because that is annoying that he actually can act and he does do very good stand-up. But, okay, that's nine. Right, one more. Let's do one more for each, then. I'm going to go for, eyebrows.
Okay.
I'm just so done with eyebrows. The time that it takes when I'm doing my makeup to do eyebrows, I have to do the eyebrows first, and the eyebrows take up most of the time. And then it's like, I don't know where this whole highlight thing came from, the little extra bit, because back in the day we weren't even doing that, but now that I can't go on the road without it, and it's just crazy. But I think eyebrows are so beautiful, and I hate the fact that they're so beautiful. I'm done with the eyebrow lady because she's always messing it up. She doesn't understand that one eyebrow is higher than the other. She's still trying to make them the same. It doesn't make any sense. I'm telling her, don't make them too small, but she's making them too small and she's not doing the arch properly.
You're the best person to ever play this game, and I give you a full 10.
I'm getting well into battered.
Because
I'm
you are better well even than Michael battered. Caine. This is now the Alakai Harley game, actually. We'll now call it for anyone that comes in. I've got two options here for you. Which one would you? I'm going to be a thing or a person. Would you rather?
Can
have?
I go for a person, please?
Sure. Okay. Here we go. Tell me what's wrong with Sandra Bullock.
Oh shit! Should have changed my mind. Gone for a thing. I don't like the fact that you look younger in Ocean's 8 than you looked in Miss Congeniality. I think that's weird. I think you might be Benjamina Button, but you're not telling anyone and you're actually getting younger, because I can't see any signs of obvious sort of plastic surgery. And also, when I close my eyes, you look a bit like Michael Jackson. Just
what?
A bit. Don't you think? Sandra Bullock looks a little bit like Michael Jackson.
I have never thought that.
Late Michael Jackson, though.
Have you thought that? Have you thought of Sandra Bullock?
In a minute, I don't actually know who that is.
Have you seen, is it Ocean's 8?
Ocean's 8.
I was saying it to my friend the other day. I don't actually know actors' names. I know them and I love them. But name-wise, I know you. Her. I know your name in the show.
Yeah.
She did Speed. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, of course she's in Speed.
I think I know who you're talking about.
She's pretty.
I do
think I know
who. But Michael Jackson was technically pretty.
Yeah, sure, but I just still can't see a connection. I need to go off and there will be someone that will compare them on Google. That was strong. It was not as strong as Alakai, you know that. But so that is,
hell no. I've met my match.
You just mean like the pictures on screen of her. It literally is just the fact that she's wearing aviators, I think.
Like, she favours MJ a little bit.
And you know what's funny? You can't, come on. You know what he's saying.
I see, you
know what he's saying. She's gorgeous, though. I love
she
her.
Is, she
actually,
is.
There's a chin resemblance, to be fair, as well. The little dimple in the chin. Well, I'm giving you a 9, no, an 8.5 there.
Only because you think I dissed Sandra Bullock.
No, but in a good way. It was not, you didn't critique her, because she just seems like a lovely person and a
she
great
is
actress.
A lovely person.
And you're right,
she
doesn't age at all. But that is, what is that totted up with that for Michael Payne? Can we do some maths now, please, out there? The final scores. Oh, is that on script? Michael Payne has 25.5, but Alakai, clearly the winner here, on 27. Jeez. I could be higher, to be honest.
I think you deserve 30.
You deserve more.
Seriously?
Yeah, you killed that game.
Oh, thank you.
There are other really people good. That we've had in are good.
Yeah.
You know exactly what to say.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us.
I won.
Yeah, of course you've won. Come on.
You've won. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You win this biro. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The pen of life.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I really, really do love your new new single. I hope to see a lot more of you live. Is there any hope of seeing that? What are you doing for the rest of the year live-wise?
To be fair, today I'm actually at I Love Live.
Okay.
At Camden Assembly, if anyone's listening and you want to come down. Yep. Camden Assembly. I'll be performing there. I think it starts at 7, I think.
Uh-huh.
And on Friday, I've got a headline show with some amazing support acts as well, which is going to be in Notting Hill Arts Club.
Okay.
What else have we got, my love?
Do you know what?
Right, for me, I can't keep this all in my head, you know, so she definitely got a calendar over
next
there.
Next port of call, I would suggest go down to Notting Hill Arts Club and find out the
Notting
next
Hill Arts
from
Club
there.
Friday. 100%, man. 100%. And I put up everything on my social media anyway, so you'll see that.
Amazing. Where can people find you on social media?
At
what are your handles?
Harley. Everything at Alikai Harley. That's AliCaiHarley. One more time. AliCaiHarley.
All right.
There's nothing you can't do well.
Even a great cheerleader.
That's true.
Thank you so much.
Once again, thank you so much, Alikai Harley.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Big shout out to all my other guests. Shout out to Chef. Shout out to Zed Dot. And shout out to Caners and Blacksmith, the guest upon the guest.
Yep.
A plus one. I think that's our first plus one.
Yeah,
we've let on the mic.
It was a plus one. I enjoyed the plus
ones are good too.
I love a plus one.
Plus ones need love too. But yeah, well, you can catch us next week. You can catch us next week. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Big show next week actually, but I'm not going to tell you.
It's a big reveal. But
can't even talk too much.
Do look out for the social media because there will be a new person regularly joining the show.
There will
be.
And he's a doctor. Very important.
He is a very important
Doctor
person.
Oh, I tell
it
you
is,
after when the mic's
Doctor
go down.
Who. That is right. It's right.
Seriously,
it is. No,
it's her. It's her in the flesh.
It is. It's Jodie Whittaker. No, that's going to be a big announcement coming out soon.
But Callum McSwiggin's up next, and I'll see you next week at 4.
Yeah. Quickly. Vic. Hey, hey. Look at me now. Vic. Yeah. Look at me now. Man said this girl is bad and bougie. Hey, like I haven't seen his girlfriend's pussy. I tell you now, your girl's a shit. Fuck. Add in my whip, dog, with her tits up. I don't take my shoes off, I give that quick nookie. I'm sorry, love, I don't eat pussy. But I got a couple brothers that do that. I pass the suit, but I don't want my suit back. New whip, hey, who's that? New watch, hey. Look who's back. Yo, spent 10 racks, I'm 2 max. I'm still screaming thug life like Tupac. I was cooking crack, like New Jack. Niggas copy my style, I got that new swag. I had to switch it up, I'm in a new bat. Them brothers still there waiting for their food back. I walk in a rave like, who's back? CYF there, you know he moves, man. Conspiracy, they got my phone tapped. We're old school brothers, but we don't like. Hey, hey, look at me now. Yeah, look at me now. Yeah, look at me now. Vicky, let's go. Talking tough until we fuck him up. Hey, I took his girlfriend and I touched it up. What the fuck was you thinking, blood? Fuck. Niggas lying on the floor, I think he's had enough. Hey. Straight gang business, I get it banging, bruv. Yeah. Niggas better show respect or better show us love. All my goons get jiggy, make him slap one. Make a fat boy run from that fat gun. Wax off, nigga, wax off. I'm flying all that food, I had a mad run. Whip, nigga, yeah, I whip that. Now I drive this big whip to the shit flat. Yeah. Hey, you see the chain? Big racks. Big fecky, mad chick with a big back, y'all. You see everything fresh like Tic Tacs. Used to get the food of Paddy like Nick Nack. All these petty rappers with their chick chat. Hey, I'll blow your wig back. Hey, look at me now. Fecky, yeah, look at me now.